2. A Prince's Descendants. Was there ever such a thieving tribe?
Chapter 13. The passage to the right was not only pitch dark, but it began going downhill sharply. Bosey was in the lead. He dug his footpaws in and held on to the damp rocky wall, calling advice to Samulus and Dwink.
Look, if a miss gets much steeper, we'll fall down to who knows where. We'd be best to rope ourselves together.
Dwink passed the rope, which they looped about their waists before continuing. It was just as well that they were roped together, because Dwink slipped. Dropping his lantern, the young Swiddle gave a yell of dismay as he shot past his companions. Samulus was too late to stop Dwink. He bumped into Bosey.
Grab the rope! Stop him!
The rope played out and then tautened. Bosey grabbed a rocky protrusion, bracing himself, steadying Samulus by pinning him against the wall. They both stared downward, watching Dwink's lantern light disappearing into nothingness. Dwink's voice came up to them, tight and urgent.
Don't let me go! Hang on to the rope! I'll try and climb up! Don't let go of that rope! Keep it tight hold!
By the light of Bosey's lantern, both he and Samulus could see that they were on a narrow rim. Below them yawned a wide, massive hole, a pit which looked bottomless. The mountain hare shouted to Dwink.
Are you all right down there, laddie? Do you want us to pull you up?
Dwink's answer carried a touch of indignation.
I'm a squirrel, you know. I can get myself up.
Samulus could not resist a wry rejoinder.
If you're so nimble, then how did you manage to fall down there, eh?
Dwink was about to reply when a booming voice interrupted.
Beware the eye of death and the pit of lost beasts. Go back now or die. Ooh, Balis.
Dwink scrambled up onto the ledge like a shot. He huddled behind his two friends.
Who said that?
The phantom voice echoed out again.
Your fate is sealed if you do not turn back now. I am the Eye of Death. I see all. Heed my warning. Ooh, Balis.
Dwink was frightened. He whispered to Samulus.
There's nothing for us down here. We'd be better doing what the voice says and turning back.
The mountain hare, however, was made of sterner stuff. Clipping Dwink's ear lightly, he called into the dark void.
Ach, away with ye. I have death my granny's apron. I'm the Laird Bosey McScutter of Bolaney, a braw warrior and frit of nae beast. If I'm no mistaken, ye have the voice of a bird. So, hearken to me, old Death-Eye. Do you see my blade?
He waved the sword of Martin in the lantern light, adding as it shimmered and shone in the gloom.
Listen, my friend. I'll clip your wings with this bonny thing, aye, and send you into your own pit.
A soft green light appeared at the far arch of the narrow ledge. As it travelled closer, the light increased in brilliance. Samulus swallowed hard as it approached them.
Great seasons! What creature is an eye that size?
Bosey nudged him, not too gently.
What's your wish, Jordan, ninny? Let's see what it has to say for itself.
It waddled hesitantly out of the darkness, a tawny owl, holding a great emerald in its beak.